And it's a real honour, to be honest, to be invited tonight and to join you guys tonight. So I joined the department in July, and I was quite, I was delighted to be asked to join the department, and having done over 2 decades ago some machine learning, I thought, oh, you know, this would be interesting and I'll understand everything that's happening in the department, and it was a rude awakening. Things have changed a lot. But it's been a very interesting time, and one thing I wish I had done is met this panel right at the beginning of my tenure in the office, because we the first couple of weeks, and I'll say a couple of months, did spend a lot of time people talking about safety. Everything was a theme around safety and the threats of it. And I was a little, and I didn't, you know, and it was a little irritating, because I was looking for someone to just, because having done some science, and I just felt like there was something, you know, what was the other side? And I started going to talk, and I started talking to people outside my department. And I, at that point, we were still trying to put the meetings with Wendy and with Doug in the diary, and hadn't quite done it. It took a while. So I went on an international visit, and it was at that visit that I heard the most leveling presentation, and it was from an academic who very much brought, I felt like, all the politicians in the room to earth, that it wasn't, you know, it was, you know, it was scientists, we build this machine, we know what the data, what, you know, how we're training, and it's not, so the idea, you know, there was far too much talk, I would say, on debates and front pages of our newspapers, about, like, you know, Terminator coming after you type conversations. So it was really nice to hear that actually, but yes, there are safety, you know, we need to be mindful about safety, but it was, and you know, it was in realistic conversations, and so that was really, really helpful. And then I met everyone else, so it's been really good. What I heard from Wendy was that, you know, my government was the first one to start talking about AI in terms of, like, jobs and growth. So it is, I mean, I know a lot of work had been done, to be honest with you, whether it was on safety, whether on how government should approach the issue around safety within the services. But I think we'd spent a little too long on safety and not enough on the opportunity, and I think that's what my government and our department has harnessed, and we thought we were doing things really quickly until we start seeing things changing. So we thought, as you know, in government time, I think 4 or 5 months to come up with a proposal, like the AI opportunities action plan, and the deep dive we did into our digital services, and coming up with a blueprint of how we're going to transform our digital, you know, our government digital services. So I thought that was quite fast, until I realised actually everything's moving pretty fast. So whilst government is slowly picking up, it's not as it's not as fast as we like. I think we are, so, and I think we are in terms of, like, governance and regulation, I think we are in a good place, I would say, for several reasons, because we have incredibly, like, well-established regulators in this country who know their area really, really well. And I think that's really important. And some of the work that, as I said, that was done by the previous government, who set up, for example, I talk about it all the time, it's not really big, but I quite like it. It's the algorithmic transparency standards, which forces every single government service who's thinking about who uses AI to make those algorithms public, so the public have understand where it's being used. And everyone mentioned the issue around trust and understanding, and I think that really, really matters. But there is, for me, so there's lots happening, but one of the things that Wendy mentioned around the global governance of AI and the global regulation, and I think I am incredibly excited about the opportunity AI poses for us to improve our public services, transforming whether that's NHS, that's the education system. And I was at an event earlier where I was talking about, so I was a councillor in Hackney, in an area called Hoxton, Hoxton and Shoreditch, where it was supposed to be, you know, the home of like the next Silicon Valley, Silicon Roundabout, and we're right next to the financial sector of UK, and you had kids growing up in my estate right across the road from where Amazon built its offices, and we had this amazing the bank, the financial industry, and those kids never feel that they actually would ever benefit or ever had the opportunity to go to jobs that were created. So I think for AI has the opportunity to narrow some of the gaps, whether it's access to services or access to opportunities. The idea that, you know, whether it's the retinal scanners, could be used in London as well as anywhere in Scotland, anywhere in the UK. So I think the potential to reduce to ensure that our services open and accessible to everyone, I think that's, for me, that's really, really exciting. And also the productivity, it's absolutely, there are huge, huge opportunities. And then we need to look at how that is done globally as well. So we're looking at how we ensure that some of those opportunities that are opened by AI, how we work with our partners globally to ensure that whether it's training, whether it's data, whether it's skills, how we ensure that whether it's Global South or other nations benefit from this. I've made lots of notes and I can't read all my notes. But the one thing, so I don't want to go on too long, but really, really helpful to set out how and why it's so important. So the fact that it makes decisions cheaper and faster, absolutely, at a time when all our public services are crumbling, really incredibly important for us. And I really, really like the Adrian, your point around the public input and how they get to shape these policies as well. I'm going to go back to regulation. What are we? Mm-hmm. What we're doing? I think the current activity, we'll say we have good, as I said, regulators in place. Going forward, we have made a commitment to bring forward focused piece of legislation that would be focused on the most powerful models of the future. And we're looking to bring about that legislation in this parliament. But the problem with government, but just listening to everyone this evening, the problem with governments legislating is by the time the legislation's gone through, it's too late. Just look at the Online Safety Act. And it's a really good piece of legislation when you look at, across Europe, but it's already out of date. We haven't even started delivering, implementing it. We're already having to update it. So regulation, absolutely, but we need to be mindful of the changes that are happening and make sure that regulation meets the challenges of the day. So yes, we're looking to bring about regulation to to ensure the safety of the bigger models of the future, but how we make sure that is updated and it's timely is going to be a big challenge. Sorry, I'm gonna stop there and I'll give you opportunity for questions. But fascinating. Thank you so much. We should do this for the whole of Parliament.
Thank you very much.